Hello. If you don't already know who I am, then I suggest you go back and listen to the last 9 podcast episodes. But just in case it is your first time here, my name is Christania.
And hello from me, Alexis. Insert cheesy joke introduction line that subtly makes a point about queer culture, but is also self-deprecating. Welcome to the final episode of Community.
I can't believe we've reached the end of the road. It's been one hell of a ride, but also an incredible learning experience. How did we end up here?
A piece of behind-the-scenes gossip. Christania and I are both about to turn 30. I know, dear listener, you're shocked. You think we sound so youthful. We realised that at 29, we're standing on that cusp of not being young, but also not being fully old. And we're asking questions about who we are and who we want to be as adults. And we realised we had way more questions than we had answers. And this is where Community came from. There are lots of conversations being had about the LGBTQ identity, spread out in different parts and in different pockets. And we wanted to try and find some common ground between the ever more segregated and segmented parts of our family. It was about expanding our story and understanding our own identity, having a look in the mirror and asking questions of ourselves. But Christania and I are just two people. And while, yeah, we have different experiences and lives, just two people cannot and should not speak for such a wonderfully wide-ranging, nuanced and diverse group of people that make up our rainbow.
And that's where the panel shows came in. We needed to bring together different people from across the entire LGBTQ spectrum, across race, across class, across gender, to talk together and to listen to each other. It's something we discussed way back in episode 1, but in the age of algorithms, we tend to only hear from people exactly like ourselves, or from people similar to those that we already follow.
And while that's great for allowing people to find like-minded folk and develop online support networks, it can also make us more cut off from each other. And when we're cut off from each other, and we stop taking time to engage with people who are different, we can be driven apart, we can lose our solidarity. That's why with each panel show, and the one-on-one interviews we've held, we've tried to bring in as many different perspectives and lived experiences as possible.
It hasn't been perfect. While all our live panels were perfectly gender balanced, unfortunately, due to cancellations, we haven't heard from enough women in our interviews. It feels like just yesterday that I was having heart palpitations about speaking in a room full of strangers. I still can't believe that I got on stage without having to be dragged up there, and I didn't vomit on the audience from nervousness.
Oh God, I think I was actually shaking with nerves at the start. I thought that we would get a few good friends turn up, but then when the show started selling out, I mean, I really didn't anticipate that, but a huge, huge thank you to everyone who did come and who did get involved. Each night our audiences were fantastic, so keen to ask questions, so keen to get involved. Afterwards, people hung around and talked, and seeing people make new connections was just wonderful.
Our first panel was on Monday 10th of September, and we were discussing what it means to be LGBTQ+ in 2018. One thing that we didn't really discuss in depth during the series was coming out. In the last recent years, there have been campaigns from different LGBTQ+ organisations telling people to come out of the closet. But one thing that I've noticed is that we aren't talking about what happens once these people come out.
For me, the common thread throughout this series, and this will be the third time that I quote share, apologies, there's just not enough love and understanding. So, here goes my attempt at summarising all that I have learned during season 1 of Community. Number 1. We have a shared, unique experience and history, and we will all be poorer if we lose it. We protect that by talking about our history, have conversations between people of different ages, and keep these stories and memories alive. Number 2, get involved. I cannot emphasize this enough. We have heard from brilliant people throughout this season who have done fantastic things for our community because they gave up their time and got involved. As Susie and Lee said in episode 7, it doesn't matter how little time you have to give, there are charities that want and need your help. Number 3, we have all been hurt, and rather than passing that hurt on to others, we need to reflect on our behaviour, deal with our shit, and be better and kinder to one another. But it really starts at home. We need to look in the mirror, be honest with ourselves about who we want to be, how we want to make people feel, and work to improve ourselves. Along the way, we also need to be kinder to ourselves, so that we can be kinder to others And by improving ourselves, maybe we can improve our community. And that's enough from me and my basic 101 psychology. I'm going to hand you over to Kristanya now.
I think that the main things that were reinforced for me during the live panels and being part of the podcast is that the LGBTQ community is fragmented. And I'm not sure what the solution is to bring us together. We can all agree that being LGBTQ is incredible, and having a queer family can be, at times, better than having a blood-related family. But the community is full of negativity. Like you said before, Lex, the hate is coming from inside the house. And until we learn to get along, things will continue to get worse. So remember to look out for your queer siblings. Another thing that this journey has reinforced is that trans people really need our support. The world is a very scary place right now, but of all the members of our family, trans people are receiving the bulk of the attack, and we need to lift them up and continue to amplify their voices and fight for their rights. Let's also stop erasing bisexual people from the community and just respect their sexuality, because it is valid. On a more positive note, I want to big up everyone in the community team. Lex and I could not be more different if we tried. But it's been one hell of a ride learning from you and discussing this queer life. Thank you to every single person that bought a ticket for the live shows, downloaded the podcast episodes, and shared it on social media. We could not have done it without you.
Similar. Thank you so much for coming on this journey with us. Our first series of the show has been far from perfect, and we know that we have left so many stones unturned, and there are way more stories and topics to explore. So thank you for listening to us week by week, putting up with me, my bleedingly obvious observations and crap jokes. Kristanya, thank you so much for sharing this with me, challenging me, teaching me, and listening to me. It's really been a privilege. And that, our lovely listeners, is a wrap on Series 1 of Community. Thank you for listening. Please keep sharing and subscribing. Connect with us online. Continue the conversation and see what you can do for the community.